Welcome back to JJ Live. It's Kyla Keller
and Hallie DeWitt.
And today we have a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Olufemi Odia. I served as Lieutenant Governor for Division 11, this division that our school's in, and I was recently elected to become Governor for Ohio District Key Club. So now I oversee all the key clubs in Ohio.
Amazing. So our first question is kind of basic, but what is Key Club?
Key Club International is a student-led organization, and while most Key Clubs are in the U.S., we have a lot of Key Clubs in Canada as well as other countries. Yeah, there's Key Clubs all around the world, and while we don't get to connect a lot, we usually try to at least have some shared events together, such as ICON International Convention, and that's just a great way for Key Clubbers from all around the world to attend a convention and meet. So if you're in Key Club, consider attending that.
I am also in Key Club, and we have weekly meetings too, and it's just like service mainly is like one of the main not factors, I guess, just values with the whole club.
Yeah. Another basic question that we have is, what is Lieutenant Governor?
So a lieutenant governor acts as a liaison between the clubs that they oversee as well as the district. So they serve on the Ohio District Board. And then what they do is that they oversee a group of clubs that are within a particular area together. For example, this school, along with 11 other key clubs, are part of Division 11. And last year, I just spent it overseeing them, making sure they were up to date with all the things that were going on in the district. And I provided them stuff such as monthly newsletters, report forms, and just other resources in general to just help make sure they were up to date and I could help them to the best of my abilities.
Perfect. And what was like the process of getting elected for Lieutenant Governor?
So normally the sitting Lieutenant Governor would host elections and then you would run. When I was elected, there weren't really any other candidates, so it just took place at our school. But this year, I really tried to connect better with our schools, and I got two interested candidates, both from this school and Mansfield Senior High School.
That's good.
I think it's cool how it kind of transcends just our school and touches other schools.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
What is your favorite part of being a lieutenant governor?
I didn't really get to start doing this until halfway through the term, but I've really enjoyed just visiting all the clubs I oversee and getting a chance to work with them, just seeing how their meetings run as well as do service projects. One thing that I did during the winter months that was easy to do for anyone regardless of skill, and I could just bring the supplies to them so they wouldn't have to worry about it, is a Christmas ornament service project. And what I did is I brought like these wooden ornaments they could paint, as well as popsicle sticks that they could use to make stuff. And it was just really fun to see what people would make. And it was just really cool to see how we could all come together and do one shared service project. And from the five schools that I visited, including Mount Vernon, we made over 80 ornaments. And those ornaments were shared across three different organizations and senior living homes.
How do you personally find value in service?
So what I enjoy most, just starting off with like the service projects Key Club offers, especially our home club, is just the ability to really find things that you enjoy. For example, I really like doing the blood drives. I know I want to go into something in the medical field, and I just really like the opportunity Key Club offers you to explore different things, even things you weren't expecting, because sometimes you might just want to try something new. Sometimes you'll have to fill in because no one else is doing it. But either way, it's just so much fun. I find so much value in it. And especially serving on the district board, I got introduced to a bunch of opportunities I wouldn't have otherwise, as well as made a bunch of friends that I wouldn't have met otherwise. So I'm just really appreciative of that. And I just really enjoy Key Club all around.
And our last question is, what are your plans for the future for this job?
Okay, so now that I serve as governor, I have to really take into account the struggles and the needs of all the key clubs in Ohio. So I hope to really continue addressing our issues, but more specifically, the specific needs of each club, because What I feel like happened in previous years is that we tried to continue expanding, especially since of our decrease during COVID, but then it just left a bunch of our clubs more vulnerable to just reduced memberships, not truly understanding what the district is and what's going on. So I hope to continue using techniques I used last year as a lieutenant governor, just like visiting clubs, making sure I'm in touch with them, and especially just making sure they recognize what the district is. Because I feel like the biggest issue isn't the fact that people don't want to get involved, but more so that they aren't aware that the division exists. So
Exactly.
I just really want to make sure they're aware of that.
Yeah,
That's good.
especially circling back to like what you said before and how you can like kind of discover things that are important to you and can help you in the future. Leadership is definitely a part of that, you know, like getting into the higher levels of the club and being a governor, I feel like helps you discover like how to lead even in a group that is supposed to lead, like kind of go above and beyond that.
Yes, definitely. The position really pushes you, even just as a lieutenant governor. It just really pushes you to talk to new people, get new ideas in your head, and just like be a better leader for yourself and for your community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Femi, for being on the podcast. We love talking to you. And thank you to all who are listening. We will see you for our next episode.